This is a Collider.com audio interview.
You know, Clint Eastwood, at the time of Mystic River, said that Lehane was a very textured crime writer, which meant that he posed some real challenges in being adapted to the screen. Did you encounter that?
Yes, and if he challenged Clint Eastwood, imagine how he challenged me.
I'm talking about him adapting it as well.
Yeah. Yes, the adaptation was extremely challenging, and I had the benefit of a really gifted partner named Aaron Stockard, who worked on it with me, and still, it was challenging for a number of reasons. Chief among them was that simply, on a basic kind of plot level, it was extremely complicated. Just trying to get, you know, all the not to mention the nuances, but the basic fundamental plot twists, seeding enough of the elements so that you would buy the reveals that happened at the end, and understanding simply the basic factual elements of the story was really tough, considering that you have, you know, however many pages the book is, and you have to distill that into an hour and 54-minute movie. It is hard. And then you don't want to lose all of the kind of the wonderful, as I said, the kind of nuanced texture, the dialogue, the kind of ambiance. It was really, I picked it kind of really foolishly because I thought, first of all, because I really liked it, and because I also thought, you know, I'm not that good at writing plot. You know, I don't really want to write an original story. I'll find something that has a story architecture that I can kind of fall back on, set in a world I understand, and I can work on character and dialogue, which I feel more confident about. And it just turned out that this is like that. I set myself up for the most difficult job possible.
Well, you did it well.
Yeah. Thanks.
I decided in Casey in particular when you were writing the
I actually was not. Originally, the character in the book and the character in the original adaptation was older. It was like, say, 35, maybe almost as old as 40. And got to the point where the script was completed and starting to go as far as looking for an actor. And I was kind of still not really happy with how I was feeling about the script. This whole story arc, and couldn't find an actor really, and then thought, you know, what if I make him younger and make him say 29, 30, somewhere in there, and that I thought gave him kind of more to lose and somewhere to go. And I thought, you know, if you're 40 and something bad happens to you, it's scarring, but it doesn't really change you fundamentally. But if he's 10 years younger, you know, maybe he could like sort of put a fork in the road of your life. And then I thought, and it lets me cast this great actor who knows Boston, who I can get, who I can afford.
Then he can do a deal on his rate.
So I we beat him up. Yeah.
You never thought of starring this yourself?
No, initially I wanted to. Initially I kind of, when I first kind of optioned it or went to the guy who had the rights and with Aaron and said, let us try to just adapt this. I thought maybe, you know, I'll just adapt it and then we'll go to a director and I'll act in it. And that was the idea. But then, you know, as I got more and more invested in it, first I didn't think it worked as a screenplay and we just hadn't done a very good job. And then I thought we had done kind of a mediocre job. And then I thought we'd done an okay job. And then I thought maybe I should direct it. And then I thought, oh, I can't direct and act in it. You know, and so it sort of shifted. Because I just was terrified. The idea of directing and acting just was completely daunting. You know, the idea of directing alone was terrifying. Much less, you know, I don't know how in the world guys, you know, like Clint Eastwood, you know, managed to, you know, do Unforgiven or, you know, Dances with Wolves is like, you know, every shot, you know, they're in it and they're acting. And it just seems like incredibly difficult.
How did you know Amy could do this accent so well when it can be the thing in movies that people just, you know?
I was auditioning people. I was really concerned. This part is pivotal. You know, the mother needs to be, she's vile, and yet I wanted to find somebody that you could maybe even, there are moments in the movie where you empathize with her. You feel like this is a woman whose child has been taken, and you feel for her, and you recognize her humanity, and yet she should be also repugnant in some ways. And then times where you recognize that she's a victim in her own way of her own upbringing, and, you know, all this complexity in this character. And I had read a ton of actors, and she's, you know, a drug addict, and she's skanky, and she's all this different stuff. And I had read all these actresses in Los Angeles, and, you know, a lot of them were, I mean, it's all kinds of stuff, and but, you know, none of them could do the accent, or they all seemed too, you know, too put together, or just not like the real people. Most of the actors I was casting in small roles were non-professional. So I was getting very discouraged and very afraid. And I was sitting there, and they brought in this woman, and she read the first scene. And I thought, oh. And I said, oh. I kind of, like, it was really good. It was, like, one of the shorter scenes. And I just looked at her, and I was like, oh, you're from Boston. She was like, no, I'm from Queens. And I just, I couldn't believe it. I mean, it was the first time in my life that somebody had legitimately, truly, that I know of, totally fooled me right to my face. And I just thought, and I was like, well, can you just read the next scene? And she read it, and I said, you're hired. You're hired for this movie. Spectacular. You're hired. I found it. This movie, one thing in this movie I know will be good now. And the producer is kind of like huddled, and they're like, you can't just offer her the movie. Like, you can't just offer her the movie. You have to have another meeting. We have to talk. And so we had to have like a fake meeting where she came in, and I was like, so I'm offering you the movie. And she's like, okay.
That surprised you about Casey now that you were directing him? Did you see him in a different light, or was it just business as usual with you guys?
I think, you know, you do I earned a little more. I mean, in some ways, anytime you see, you know, I had respect for him, so it's a weird thing to say I have more respect for him, but you see him someone in a light where they're in a, where you just seeing still how talented he is. I was really still struck by that and impressed by that, even though I knew. And I got to see how, he was brave. I got to see that he had a fearlessness that I kind of, and I really admired. And I really was just so satisfied and kind of felt personally rewarded by the fact that I saw that he was just going to be, it got to a point like halfway through where I was just like, he's going to be really good in this movie. And it just makes me so happy because, you know, I know on some level there are people who just thought like, he's just casting his brother, you know, and I knew that they were going to see the movie, and there were some people within the, I know there are people around the, you know what I mean, and they were going to see that and see the movie, and they were going to see that they were wrong.
But it's really interesting then, because he's never had a leading role before, but and it's interesting the fact that, you know, a couple of us were at the Jesse James press conference, and he's there, and there's tons of press, and he didn't want to say anything. Like, he's obviously very proud of the performance, but it seems like he doesn't want to step into the shadows by the roles he's taken. Did you feel like you were sort of pushing him into that at all? To be the leading man?
I think he, it was a new thing for him, just in terms of that role. I mean, he has played leads, but before, like Lonesome Jim and, you know, Mean Jerry. But those are, you know, they're kind of more unconventional films. This is a much more conventional movie, and so there were definitely ways in which, you know, I think he was in new territory, even though he's been acting for, you know, 15 years. I don't know, a long time, you know. And there's two distinct and separate arenas. There's the work that you do as an actor in the movie where they turn the camera on and point it at you and you talk or don't talk. And then there is this arena here where you come in and talk to people and communicate with members of the press and talk or don't talk. And, the, you know, so those... And yet those two obviously have some overlap and they have a relationship with one another. And a lot of people make no distinction between those two, and yet they are totally separate. And so the evolution in his navigation of those two things, the one, he's the acting thing, he gets, he can do. This is a small adjustment. The other is a bigger adjustment. And, I'm confident that he'll make that. And he's been around a lot of people who are, in a lot of movies and knows a lot of people who have, done a lot of, seen a lot. It's not his first time, being around, wow, there's a lot of cameras here, but still, it's a bigger transition. So if he's being quiet at the Jesse James press junket, it's probably because he's just kind of taking it in, and that's maybe not a bad thing.
Were you guys always in sync on this project? I mean, were there times that you disagreed about?
Sure, there's times we disagreed. I think you're not doing the right thing, kind of. If you're always disagreeing, it's a bad thing. I the worst mistakes I've made creatively have been when I've just always agreed. I made some terrible mistakes just agreeing with folks. Jesus. we went through some we made a lot of stuff a lot better, kind of going through kind of what are you talking about? Why do you want to do that? Well, why? It doesn't make sense. Well, and almost always the scenes got better doing that. Sometimes we maybe talked ourselves in circles. I mean, that's, the nature of the creative process. He's very smart. He's a very smart guy, and his focus is always on making the scene better and the movie better. And it's really, he's just I think, the guy you want doing your movie with you, because, he's a really good actor and he's a really good protagonist, in the sense that, protagonist is on camera for most of the movie. So there's a sort of, he needs to be kind of interesting, and Casey is really authentically thinking and living and surprising and engaged throughout, while you're photographing him and giving you a wide array of stuff to use, and also engaging you and kind of challenging you to make sure that you know what you're doing and that you have an answer for these questions and stuff while you're making the movie.
What do you think about the... Go ahead,
sorry.
I was going to ask, what does it feel like to be part of this Boston trilogy of Mystic River, Departed, and now you? And what did you learn from Kevin Smith as a director?
I mean, in terms of being a Boston trilogy, that's kind of here's Everest, Kilimanjaro, and you. I mean... obviously, those are towering giants. I think it's, I'm just happy to get my movie made. Really, man. I'm happy to. Those guys are legendary filmmakers, and this movie. This is just a little movie that I'm glad to get out there and hope that people go see, and I hope people like. Would be pleased if in 40 years I get some portion of those guys' great success. That would be some fraction of that would be wonderful. For now, I'm just trying to cobble together a little directing career.
Part two
involves a different kind of answer. No, what I learned from Kevin Smith, is Kevin Smith is really kind of Kevin Smith is really very... he's a very... I mean, in a way, this movie has a very simple actor-focused feel to it, and similar in some ways to Kevin's feel. You know what I mean? Kevin's got a little bit more verbally rigorous, like writing focused. You know, he doesn't permit any deviation of the word from his. Whereas this is a little bit more. It's okay to change, you know, a syllable or two in this movie. But Kevin's, you know, one of the things I learned from Kevin is that he really cares about. He really pays attention to language. You know, and this is definitely something that's definitely something I took away, like the rhythm of language and how actors, you know, sound, and that's something that I really came to appreciate from working with him, and it's something that I think is really important, you know, like not just what they say, but the cadence and rhythm with how they say it, and also appreciate, and also, you know, that make stories that oftentimes are being told and the interest of what, you know, they're holding your interest sometimes just on the merit of the pure kind of, I don't know, that Kevin's movies are, Kevin's kind of relying on a lot of times the raw, you know, power of the writing and the importance of the writing, and that's always been the centerpiece of his movies, and it's a reminder of that's the underpinning of movies, and that's I think that's a really good thing to learn and remember.
Working with Kevin, did you know you already wanted to direct? What triggered it?
Working with Kevin, I mean, when I first worked with Kevin, say 93 or something like that, in Mallrats, and I didn't know anything in 93. I was very, you know, I was like, or whenever that was, I was very just, you know, very. New and, you know, just trying to figure things out. But over the course of working with him, you know, I just became really good friends with him and picked up a lot from him and from the other people that we worked with, and just, you know, kind of tried to study and learn from him, as I have from all the directors that I've kind of worked with, and over the course of that time developed an increasing interest in trying to direct.
Question.
Go ahead, I'll answer both of them. Yeah, go ahead.
What do you think about the difficult moral choice that Casey's character has to make at the end of the film?
Well, I tried to make it, you know, and obviously it's the choice in the book, so it's as presented in the book, but in terms of trying to convey it into, you know, on the movie, I tried to present it as provocatively as I could, in the sense that I wanted it to feel really difficult. I think it's a tough choice, and I think it kind of represents, underneath it, there's this pull between, you know, these sort of classic things in our society, you know, whether we're willing to forgive people or judge them, you know, whether or not we think it's, you know, it's okay for us to make decisions for other people, or whether or not we think we can, you know, doing the right thing, you know, somebody wants to sort of like, if the right thing was easy, you know, everybody would do it. The idea that, you know, Casey really believes that, once he's kind of, the idea that, like, you can't, that once he's killed me, I don't want to give this whole thing away, I'm trying to figure out a way without, like, giving it away, but, you know, you can't, he believe, there's, genre war did this movie, The Rules of the Game, and I stole a line from it, where at the end of the movie, where it says everyone has their reasons, and it's like his accusation really is that everybody's kind of rationalizing their actions, you know, based on their own kind of self-interest. In other words, you're all sort of claiming this moral high ground, but really it's just based on what you all want to do. You know, you want to have this girl. And that he's the one doing, you know, the difficult thing, and sometimes the thing that doesn't seem pleasant or totally right, or totally comfortable, but it's right. And if it's the right thing, based on the rules that we have set down, the reason the rules are there is because they're to protect us from our own subjective prejudices, then those are the things that we have to follow. And it's really difficult to make those choices. But we have to make them. That's a strong argument. And yet, when he's sitting there at the end of the movie with the choice he's made, mm-hmm. it's profoundly ugly and disturbing. Mm-hmm. And so the idea was to try to set both of those things up as strongly as I could and build both arguments as strongly as possible so that they would be right at loggerheads with one another. Because I thought that, you know, really, it wasn't a coming-of-age movie, not like, you know, American Pie or, you know, like a, you know, losing your virginity kind of movie, that coming-of-age kind of movie, but or Breaking Away. I mean, I'm not diminishing American Pie. I just mean that level of that age, you know, of teen or late early 20s. I mean, real coming-of-age meaning like you become an adult is like, you know, say around 30, I think, because it's around the time that you discover that the decisions that you make in life have lasting real consequences, and that you never really know if you're right or wrong. That there is no answer, there's no end of the book to turn to tell you, oh, actually, I made a mistake there. And that oftentimes those decisions have real consequences, not only for yourself, but for other people. And at the end of the day, all you can do is live with them and try to be at peace with it. And that's it. I said I would answer your question. Yes. Sorry.
I just wanted to ask you if you had any Project Greenlight like moment in here where it was one of those things in terms of first time directing. I mean, obviously you've been exposed more than the people that were in the show, but I mean, just kind of like having a moment where it just.
We real Project Greenlight. They did tell me that I was running out of film at one point. I was shooting too much film and I was running out of film. And I was like, well, where's the film store? And is there a place that is selling film? They were like, the film store's in New York City. That's where we buy. I was like, well, someone go to the film store. So we got into kind of where's the film store discussion. But actually, in truth, they were just kind of manipulating me, and we had plenty of fun.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.